Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Robert Thibodeaux, who's the founder of OT, the agency running the Fulton Market Design Days in Chicago. Robert, how you doing?
Doing great this morning.
It's good to catch up with you.
Just happy to be back.
So this is the third year for kind of an orchestrated branded design days, isn't that right?
Correct. The first year was more of just like a makeshift, let's create some sort of awareness for what's happening in Fulton Market. Last year was a more concerted event, and this year is definitely another step forward in the right direction.
Some of the activities actually start this weekend, so tell us what's going on.
Yeah, this all kind of goes back to the roots of why we started Design Days, and our plan is to really start to re-engage the architecture and design community into the space. So part of that is really trying to find ways to help people learn new skills, new traits, help people enjoy the design that's surrounding them, and really immerse everyone in design of all kinds, not necessarily just flooring, textile, furniture design, but just the design world in general. So a big part of that this weekend, we're starting off, got our brand new welcome center at the Emily Hotel, and that's going to be available for people to come in, pick up early registration. A couple of brands are doing some really great first looks. IKEA is doing an exclusive event on Sunday night to show off their new collection. We've shut down a couple of streets on Fulton Market, which is the first year that we've done this. I'm really excited to be working with the city of Chicago on this. I think everybody from the city of Chicago has been really supportive of what we're doing in Fulton Market. So it's been great. We've got some tent structures going up for a bodega that we're creating. And in that bodega, it's our opportunity to get some exposure to smaller brands that are looking to move into Fulton Market. The price ticket to sometimes get into Fulton Market with a pop-up can be rather high from a real estate perspective. So we felt it's our job as the event organizers to do our best to give people low-cost opportunities to get into Fulton Market and start to embrace themselves in the community to hopefully move permanently into Fulton Market in the future. So we've got that. We've got a big pavilion going up where we're going to be doing our silk screening again this year. This year we'll be doing it on totes in the bodega tent, which is down the block in between Aberdeen and Carpenter. We're going to be doing rug tufting with Design Milk. Really just trying to find some fun ways to engage people. And then, you know, along with it, you've got 64 amazing brands that have showrooms or pop-ups in the Fulton Market neighborhood to go visit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's several things that are new. A little bit more establishing statement here. Fulton Market is roughly 8 blocks by 5 blocks, and you're having shuttles running from the Mart. This area is about a mile west of the Mart. I know shuttles were an issue last year, so you were talking the last time we did an interview about increasing the number of shuttles. Will the shuttles still be leaving from in front of Interface and then letting people off there at your welcome center?
Correct. So we'll be a little bit further down. We'll be at the corner of Kinsey and Wells instead of directly in front of Interface's showroom space this year, just so that we're not fighting with the Marts. Shuttle pickups and drop off. But so shuttles will be running from there. We'll also have a plethora of rickshaws if people enjoy those that you can jump on at any time. They'll take you right to our welcome center in Fulton Market. And then it's the same vice versa. So buses will be picking up in front of the welcome center to take you back to River North. A little bit of a part of what we've been talking about as a group is starting to involve some of the companies that are in River North into Design Days. The city of Chicago has officially called the second week of June Design Week, which is a great step forward, I think, for all of us. I think it'll hopefully help us progress with Neocon to work together and work in unison to make this great week. And I think being able to, you know, be just outside the Mart and offer transportation to and from something that we've always wanted. We want to make sure that if you're in Fulton Market, you can get back over to River North. If you're in River North, you can get over to Fulton Market without the hassle of having to wait for an Uber. So we've got increased buses this year. We've got increased rickshaws, a lot more transportation. So we're really excited.
You mentioned this work together and combined event. That's something that I think a lot of the brands that come to Chicago want. We want the interior designer and A&D people to be able to get where they need to get as quickly as possible. Kind of want to work on a registration system, an award system, a directory system, a shuttle system, where both entities are working together. How are we doing on maybe a little bit more harmony there?
You know, always optimistic, you know, but I think it's it's a complicated discussion to have. And, you know, we're continuing to keep those open discussions. Do I know that it's going to happen next year? Do I know that it's going to happen the following year? I'm not sure. I think both parties are really open to it. We just really have to sit down at a table and hash out, like, what are those steps that we take year on year to making it successful for both of us?
So from a flooring perspective, over at Fulton Market, in permanent showrooms, we've got J&J, Tarkett, and Mohawk. And I believe Universal Fibers is over there because, as you're saying, you've got a new temporary space area, right?
Yes. So Universal Fibers is actually going to be sponsoring the Welcome Center. So they'll have a really great setup out in front of the Welcome Center. So you can see some of their fibers and some of their product over there. So yeah, permanent, we've got Mohawk, correct? They're going to have a brand new showroom for this year. You've got Tarkett, who's been a staple in the neighborhood. J&J, who's been a staple. Millican will be doing a pop-up in Fulton as well. And then Aquafil will be in our bodega pop-up tent.
Yeah, Aquafil, that's interesting because they've got a space on 11 in the Mart. So there's somebody that's in both places. That's very interesting.
Aquafil is still in the Mart. So it was interesting to see the double commitment. To both have a space in the Mart and have a temporary space in the bodega this year. Really excited to have them there. Obviously, OT as a firm, we've worked with Aquafil for a couple of years now, and we obviously enjoy them. So I think it'll be a great addition to Fulton, and potentially it's a model that other showrooms in the Merchandise Mart might have, to have dual exposure in both. Again, that was our reason to try and get a lower cost buy-in into Fulton Market, was to encourage brands to potentially participate in both if they saw fit.
Also new this year, you have Steelcase and OFS. Isn't that new this year?
Correct, yes. Yeah. Steelcase and OFS were two very large additions this year. Incredibly happy to have them in. I know they've both been feverishly working on their showrooms over the past 360 days. So very excited to see what they've put together.
Okay, Robert. Well, thanks for giving us an update on what's going on next week in Chicago over at Fulton Market. Again, been talking to Robert Thibodeau, the founder of OT, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.